Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke makes no sense to you, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, as always, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for last week's episode. Last week's episode was a little different. I've done really heavy focus on business strategies and things like that. But last week was pure fun, just a top five bands of all time. It was fun to hear your feedback and some of you guys' surprise of who I like to listen to. But what I've been doing, the reason I did that episode is on my Facebook and Instagram and on my LinkedIn page, I have been doing a campaign called Rock and Roll April. That's E-N-R-O-L-L. And what that is reimagining album covers or reimagining the capitalized logo for bands or favorites albums. As every day we offer a special for the Capitalize Your Best program. And so since I was doing this Rock and Roll April, I thought, well, just do a fun podcast episode. So I shared my top favorite bands. And again, thank you for watching and listening. I do need to take a break sometimes from everything that's so serious. So again, I appreciate you tuning in. Now, last week, what an amazing week. I did three seminars in 3 days. Tuesday night was my very first mental toughness seminar in the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. Wednesday was a great 10 social media strategies seminar with some a brand new group of folks, primarily realtors in a community app. And then Thursday, I did the 10 social media strategies with some great realtors up in the Philadelphia area in a mastermind. So big day, big week, and a chance to talk to a lot of folks. But what I noticed was the one I received the most feedback from was the mental toughness seminar. Now, this was Tuesday night. And what I did in that seminar is I shared my mental health journey. I shared my brain injury stories, how I kind of got to where I'm at. And then I just shared some strategies that helped me with my mental health. And then also at the end, I offered a special on the Capitalize Your Best Life program, which is my personal coaching program. And thank you. Thank you for everyone who showed up. I received more feedback on that seminar than I have almost anything. Now, granted, the 10 social media strategies has been incredibly popular. I've done that about six times now in the last couple of months, and I'm very thankful for that. But this one was just people coming up and saying they appreciated it. They appreciated the freshness of it. It was a topic that, you know, I had not addressed in that depth. They liked hearing me talk about things other than social media and making money and that kind of thing. And so we'll see where that goes. I wouldn't mind doing more of those mental toughness seminars or digging into topics like that a little bit more. Got to see what the demand is. Those things take time to prepare and they definitely take energy to, you know, to give. So we'll see. I would like to do more. We'll just got to see whether I can create the demand or whether the demand is there. So we'll see. But thank you very much for the feedback. But one of the strategies that I talked about in there was journaling. Now, I have been a journaler for most of my life. It started out probably in my 20s when I would have a journal and I would just write my prayers out, because typically if I sit still, I go to sleep. And anytime I just tried to sit still and go to sleep, to sit still and pray, I would go to sleep. So I began journaling, writing my prayers out. And then I did a form of study called scribing for a while, where I would just look at the Bible and I would write it out. So I had journals just full of Bible verses. And those were good mental health strategies for me. Well, after my seizures in 2012, 2013, 2014, and they began to be under control a little bit more, journaling became more important to me. And then in the last 3 years, they took another route as I it helped me focus on my career and my mental health. And so I want to share with you guys one of the strategies from that seminar. Now I have, and this is going to be blurry here. Actually, not too bad. I have these Capitalize Your Best journals. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at a website called lulu.com. If you sign up for the Capitalize Your Best personal program, I give you one. And I use two of those every day. They each serve a different purpose. And I find this strategy very helpful for mental health and mental toughness. Now, in this one, this is the non-three ring bound version. I don't like to use this one as much. So all I do in this one, and I do this about 4 or 5 times a week, is I write down affirmations. Affirmations are things that are true. There was a period of time where those affirmations were only biblical. And you guys, you can do this on a piece of paper. You can do anything, buy a dollar store journal. It's just how I'm doing it. You can do it any way you want. But affirmations are just things that are true that you're using to remind yourself. And in the Capitalize Your Best program, in the first module, we go through some mindset training stuff. And we do something that's called turnaround statements, which I can explain to you some other time. But I think it's important before I do anything else to write down the things I know are true. And so I did not share with everyone my own personal affirmations. Those are mine. But that's one of the things I do is I start that way and I start writing down my affirmations. And I write them down 2 or 3 times. When that's done, I get out another Capitalize Your Best journal. This is one with the spiral bound. I like this one a little bit more. I do two things. On one side, I go ahead and get business out of my mind. Because if I don't get business out of my mind, I'm gonna have a hard time focusing on my journaling. So I do a quick list of all my potential clients. Sometimes even what the value of that potential client is. And those are people I'm actively speaking to, actively following up with, actively in my sales funnel, because I know they're on my mind. And I just go ahead and get that out of the way. And so I write down their name, and then I write down the value amount of the contract we've talked about. Then I start just journaling and praying. I start with thankfulness. I always start with gratitude. And I thank God for the things in my life that I want to be thankful for. And then I move into a series of petitions, things I'm asking for. And then I move into a series of thankfulness where I actually thank God for giving me the things I'm asking for. That quote from Jesus about praying with so much faith, you pray like it's already true. And I do that 4 or 5 times a week. So that's right. So I start with affirmations because it's important for me to remind myself what's true throughout the day. All of us, especially if you own your business, you're going to be tempted to think through things that are not true. Then I switch journals. And again, you can do this on a piece of paper. You can do it on a notebook. It's just my habit. I immediately go through all my list of potential clients and the value that we've been talking to with them. Then I start with gratitude, thanking God for the things in my life. Then I go through petitions. I'm asking for help. And this is also just observations too. Like I'm just writing on things that I'm aware of in my life. It's not always thankfulness or petition. Sometimes it's just like, this is the way things are. And then usually I end with thanking God for granting me the things I'm asking for. And what I found is this really, popular term, it centers me, it grounds me. I've reminded myself of what's true. I prepare myself for my day, and then I'm more apt to get started. I know that every person has a different journal or a different journal mindset, different journal practice. Mine is affirmations, sales, funny, gratitude, petition, observation, and thankfulness. And that's what I use. I shared this in the seminar and it got really good feedback because people found that it was a helpful tool for their mental health and their mental toughness. One of the things I mentioned in the seminar is that all toughness is mental toughness. You're not physically tough without being mentally tough. You've enabled yourself to do that. The greatest athletes in the world whom we respect are mentally tough athletes. So that's just a mental health strategy that's been really helpful for me. It's been, I think I really found this groove about a year ago, and it's ever evolving. But this one about a year ago really helped me get a groove about what I'm doing, do it 4 or 5 days a week. And it's enabling me towards better mental health. So if you'd like to know more about journaling, or just reach out, I'm glad to ask, you know, how I can help you. If you want to sign up for the Capitalize Your Best Life program, it centers on some journaling processes, because we give you one of these. If you'd like to know more about that, just go to capitalizeyourbest.com. That's capitalizeyourbest.com. And there's a button on the bottom right. If you click on it, it's going to tell you about the Capitalize Your Best Life program. And during Rock and Roll April, we're offering a 50% savings on that. So if you're interested, reach it out. But really what I wanted to do is share with you some mental strategies that have been helpful. Feel free in the comments or anywhere else just to share strategies that have worked with you. I hope this is an insight into what works in my brain, but also maybe an insight what might work for you. And we will be right back again next week. We just keep putting these episodes out. Thank you for watching and listening. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Thanks so much, friends. Bye-bye.